Valley Club, the Out of Time team has not even arrived in Marvel Strike Force, and there are data mines about the next team coming. Cabal will be in Marvel Strike Force, according to the data mines. Leader, Iron Patriot, who else? What is this team going to be for? We're going to talk about that in this video. X-Men are getting reworked. Are the Superior Six becoming farmable this week? We're talking about all of these things and more in this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. This week, I am joined by my brother, Mr. Hardgrave, to talk all about everything that has arrived at Update 7.7. And if you're ready for that, Mr. Hardgrave, let him know what to do.
Let's go smash it.
And welcome back to the Valley Flying Channel. I am Valley Flying. This is Mr. Hardgrave, and this is your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. We do this every week, keeping you updated on everything in Marvel Strike Force and everything coming up in Marvel Strike Force. And if you haven't already subscribed, hit that subscribe button for more great Marvel Strike Force content. At least 5 Marvel Strike Force videos per week. We got news videos, question answer videos, reveal videos, everything to help your experience in Marvel Strike Force. But how has your experience been this week in Marvel Strike Force, Mr. Hardgrave? There's been a lot going on. You got a nice big tease for Cosmic Ghost Rider, exclusive interview with Matt Sheets. We have new war rules, new Cosmic Crucible rules, so much going on this week. How are you handling all these recent developments, Mr. Hardgrave?
Yeah, it's been a lot of stuff going on. I would definitely encourage people to check out that video I did with Matt Sheets. We talk about the history of Cosmic Ghost Rider, his lore. We dove into the comic books. There's a tease in there for Galactus. People want to know about that.
I'm glad you asked that question. Make sure you guys go check out what Matt Sheets' answer is about Galactus.
So yeah, absolutely. It's been a good time.
Yes. All right. So we got a new update in the game. We have one of the major changes. We can now see all the energy from the main screen. I wish we would have had the campaign energy, ISO 8 energy, and the encouragement energy. We don't have that. They removed the ISO 8 energy from the top section, but they put it here. So I guess you can all see it from the top screen. I think this is a Band-Aid. Would you like to see it all here? Or is this good enough for now, Mr. Hardgrave, for you, for this energy location?
Yeah, I mean, that works for me. There's a lot of dead space right there. So
that's
I don't know why it has that much space, but yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, I guess I wish that the special campaign energy was there too. I don't know why they missed that one.
Oh yeah. This stuff here, I guess, cause it's not really in campaign, I guess. Is it in campaign? It is in campaign. So I don't know why it's not there. You're right, Mr. Hardgrave. I don't know. Other thing that people are talking about is these daily rewards. There was a February calendar that was here. It is not here anymore. Word from devs is it should return tomorrow, and there should be 2 extra days to kind of make up for this calendar mission. So if you're missing your calendar, that is what's happening. But let's talk about the reworks to these X-Men. That is probably the big bombshell, along with the Cabal, that we're going to get to. We have reworks. We don't know what they're for, but we know a rework is coming for certain characters. Phoenix. We have another rework for Colossus coming as well. We also have Jubilee, Kitty Pride, and X-23. Now, when the devs told us these characters would get reworked, they didn't say what it's for, but you did hear something about them not being as good as the Sinister Six reworks. What do you remember about that conversation?
Yeah, basically that. It's not going to be on the scale of Sinister Six. So, like, lower your expectations. If you think that two of these characters or a few of these characters are going to be, like, super meta, like Vulture and Mysterio are now, probably not that. I think they're just going to try to make them, like, less bad. Just kind of make them bad. Viable. I think maybe it's, like, in players in mind. New players do need the mutant characters, and some of these characters are more available to new players than others. So I'm a big fan of that. I'm especially a big fan of Phoenix. I have a tier 18 Phoenix. I'm kind of anticipating a rework for her, not because I knew anything, but just because I figure she's such an impactful character in a legendary. At some point, she would get that rework.
She's always been a weird character for me. It's always been a double-edged sword. As you can see, my ISO 8 under is only level 1, because as you pull Phoenix up, you know, which isn't as good. You want to build Dark Phoenix up, but, you know, for her to trigger Dark Phoenix, you need Phoenix to die. So that was a weird thing with Phoenix. I hope she has a great mechanic. I hope that they could have Dark Phoenix actually use that ISO 8, because as we build up the ISO 8, it only affects Phoenix right now and not just Dark Phoenix. So hopefully that will be something that they're taking into account. What do you think this team will be used for? Do you think this is just stat increases? Do you think it'll be full kit increase? Do you think they'll have some synergy with the Extreme X-Men and other game modes like Crucible or War, or I don't know, something really simple? What do you think this is for? They didn't say what this is for. They just said the characters.
I think the idea is to make them plug in better with the other X-Men.
But in what like, mode? What mode do you think that's going to be for, though?
I don't think they're supposed to replace them anywhere. Like, they're definitely not going to replace them in raids. I don't think it's going to be like a war-specific rework like the Sinister Six got. So I don't know. I expect something. My hopes are very low. So if anything good happens out of this, like one of these characters can be used here or there and they are superior and like now they're worth like building up to high levels, that'd be great. I think the ones that have the most potential are Phoenix, Jubilee. Jubilee is already really good and useful, and Phoenix is already really good just because of the base damage boost that she gives everybody. So if there's any kind of, you know, whatever they're doing in addition to that with those two characters, they might accidentally become that.
You know, I gotta also say Colossus. I don't know if you remember back in the day, this guy was horrible to get through. Now he's not that much anymore because his stats are pretty outdated, but if he's got some current stats with his kit that just is a wall, he's gonna be a nightmare as well. And X-23 was probably the most valuable member of this X-Force team. If she gets a rework, maybe they're getting vitalized, but I guess they're not gonna be as good as Superior or Sinister Six. Maybe along the lines of Black Order type of thing for this team. Maybe. Yeah, we'll see. Let me know what you guys think they're going to be for, what kind of, how strong their reworks are going to be. As we talk about this new loading screen, one of the things I was most excited about was seeing Leader on this screen, not mentioned by the devs at all, not mentioned in our Envoy Summit. This is totally out of left field for us. Also, not just Leader, but Iron Patriot as well. What did you think when you saw these guys initially on this loading screen? We will get to the data mines in just a little bit, but what was your initial impression when you first saw these two characters?
My hope was that it was the skill raid team, but the tags really wouldn't make sense because Leader would be bio and Patriot would be tech. And now there have been some data mines to shed some light on.
All right. And I like that segue. Let's go right into the data mines and we see Rise of Cabal. It looks like they're going to have a showcase event, at least according to these. And you see what they are. You see the new characters, Leader, Patriot, as well as an updated Namor. So for this team, we actually have three characters here. And we actually have some data mines about their use, Mr. Hargrave. These data mines are from the msf.tools site from Rocket. This is actually a different data mine from Tana, where it mentions a Crucible-specific bonuses for certain nodes of that showcase event. So is this the team you think that's going to be replacing the New Warriors? Because as we know, New Warriors are going to war defense.
Yeah, I guess New Warriors is going to get some buffs in war defense. I don't think they're Cosmic Crucible offense. I wouldn't imagine that. I think they're actually...
You think they're going to be a defensive team?
No, I don't think we're going to see that again. We've really fought against that as a community. We've pushed back on them making like community. And they've always said they never had the intention of making like Cosmic Crucible defense teams, although they did that. They did it with room.
Well, not on purpose, but yeah, with room bonuses and different tags. And like, yeah.
So, yeah. So I don't know. I just think it'll be another strong Cosmic Crucible off team. It'll probably kick out for good things like Darkhold and Pegasus. Maybe Tangled Web is a little easier to replace than other teams, actually. I find a harder time using Tangled Web than I do New Warriors.
Well, I do want to ask you further about the speculation of Cabal, because some people are thinking, because Cabal traditionally has Mr. Fantastic, he could be a part of this team. Also, people are saying with some of these mission requirements, they're seeing Dr. Doom in there. Doesn't mean he's going to be a part of this team, but he will be a part of some of these showcase missions. But we do have a new loading screen featuring Dr. Doom. If we look at what they did with Ultron, he did go to a Cosmic Crucible team. So what do you think about Dr. Doom on this team? They're very weak pieces of evidence, but based on that evidence, do you think that Dr. Doom could be a part of this team?
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea for them to revitalize that character, because he is very strong. I mean, I don't want to say he's not meta. I don't use him, and I use him
for Super Skrull. That's why I got that seventh red star in him, because if Super Skrull hits him and he dies, well, he's not going to get that time manipulation. If he doesn't, then he pretty much won. So I brought him up because of Super Skrull. Hopefully that's still going to give me some advantage the next season of War. But yeah, Doom is a good character. That time manipulation, that it's ultimate really is very, very good.
Yeah, his ultimate's very, very good. So it would be cool to see him be more solid in the meta. So we wouldn't have to debate building him much. Like right now, you got to kind of think about it. Is it Doom? Is it Dormammu?
I kind of like him as a plug and play character, though. So I'm kind of hoping he's not on that team, because if he is on that team, we're forced to use him on that team. As a plug and play character, I could use him on multiple different teams based on where the meta shifts. So I'm kind of hoping he's not on that team, but let me know in the comments if you think that Dr. Doom is going to be a part of this Cabal team. As we move on to more of these release notes for update 7.7, one thing that was mentioned in these bug fixes is Escape from Kiln. Now, just to familiarize yourself with this, because I wasn't sure what this is. We're talking about this. This is not Sword Satellite, which was the introduction of Diamonds. It's not Avengers Tower. This is the most recent one that had a three-people team, the three-person teams. Obviously, they're going to have some different rewards in different teams, because now we have level 100. The same teams are going to be a lot easier, and the rewards for three diamond gambits, well, if you did good on that, you're not going to want to be pushing for another three diamond gambits. So what do you think of Escape from Kiln? Is it coming back in this update sometime? I mean, my question, why would they bother to fix this if they weren't bringing it back, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm not the biggest fan of Escape from Kiln. Most of the time, I refer to it as Crappy Tower. I don't like it as much. I don't think it's as engaged. However, that's what people like about it. It's not.
I liked it better. I actually liked it better. I'm the opposite side of you for that, Mr. Hargrave.
No, I get it. It's faster. It's a nice kind of happy medium between Tower and Pocket Dimension. I like that it doesn't have leaderboards. So, like, can all come together as a community and brainstorm.
Yes.
The floors and share them with each other, and nobody's trying to work against each other, because we don't really need that so much 5 years, 6 years into Marvel Strike Force. Like, let's all be friends at this point, right?
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I like that part of it. There's things I like about it. There's things I don't like about it. I don't find it's as deep gameplay wise. It's more of like, if you, especially at the end, it was like, if you have this many bio villain characters and Super Skrull, here's your three diamond gambit. It wasn't about your prowess as a player or any kind of clever puzzle solution. It was a gear check.
Yeah, if you could build up the characters in time before the event ends. And I don't know, it's stressful for me, but I was racing to build my Red Hulk before the end of the event. And these are the kind of events that engage me. So I really liked it. I hope they bring this back. I hope it's just as challenging. And yeah, if I see other people with around the same roster size as me that are beating it, I'm like, well, I got to beat it. I'm going to have to push. I'm going to spend more gold, more training mats to get. I liked it. I hope this returns. I hope they change some rewards. I would compare this to more between the Towers and the Scourges, because you could run these a lot. Pocket Dimension was like a dark dimension with good rewards that everybody, like longtime players, could just auto. So
definitely better than Pocket. Like, don't get me wrong. This is definitely, Pocket Dimension was horrible. I mean, everybody.
It had awesome rewards. It just was a very play through it once and then never touch it again kind of mode. So the rewards were great.
Literally, just send those rewards to my inbox and just don't make me deal with this. Like, at least
it's like your daily challenges, Mr. Hargrave. Yeah. You don't. It's almost not worth the time to push the buttons for Pocket Dimension. But this Escape from Kiln, bring this back. I enjoy this a lot, and I enjoy the stress that I had from it. Normally, I don't with things like Scourges and stuff like that. But I did enjoy this Escape from Kiln thing. All right,
it's way friendlier. I like how I didn't have the fear where if I mess up today, I'm doomed. It was just like, oh, I have to spend another hour replaying it.
Yeah, or I didn't. Oh shoot, I gotta wait 24 hours to reset this. Yeah, I could just do my next run right away. I did like that. So there's a lot of good things. I hope they continue to run this, keep updating the teams, keep updating the rewards, and make this maybe every patch. I would like that.
Three diamonds for Namor on this one. That's my prediction.
Oh, all right. That's not a bad prediction. But let's talk about the team that's not even here yet, the Out of Time team. The new war meta. You had the reveal for Cosmic Ghost Rider. So let's start with him. What did you think of his kit overall when it was finally revealed? I know you weren't able to talk too much about the kit specifically in that video with Matt Sheets. So what do you think of this character once you saw his final kit?
It's really interesting. I like where the more buffs he gets, the more violent he is. That kind of fun. And I really like his passive. I'm disappointed that it's only in war, because it's such an interesting passive. I would like to interact with that more, but I guess it's pretty locked away to war.
That could be pretty powerful if it's tied to other game modes as well. So
it would open up all kinds of theory crafting all over the place. But in war, you know, whatever. You just send a team in, exhaust them, and beat them.
Yeah. All right. Well, good character. Let's talk about the other character here, Starbrand. I did not know who this character was, but his kit seems pretty interesting. He is the person that's going to give a lot of damage on his passive to the team. Does a lot of damage. He is the brawler of the team. What do you think of Starbrand when you saw his kit?
He gives more damage to Cosmic Ghost Rider.
That's it. Just bring him in for his passive, just for the tags.
I mean, I'd skip him if not, but like, yeah, he's going to give more damage.
Gives everybody drain.
So. Okay. I also seen that he has like kind of a Red Hulk turn reduction mechanic, like almost completely lifted from Red Hulk. So he's got that.
He looks kind of like Red Hulk.
Yeah.
Or like a brown Hulk instead of a green Hulk or a red Hulk.
It's right? Hulk.
Hulk. He has some drain as well. Now, what do you think of the synergy with Black Panther 1MM? I like that they're doing these little call outs. Do you think they're going to go anywhere with this, or is this kind of like the Madeline Pryor Phoenix type of call out where it's more for lore and not really for anything else gameplay wise?
It might just be lore. I couldn't get it to work. I did do some testing with this team. I'll have a video coming out on that, I think, next week. And I couldn't get anything to happen there.
Yeah, I don't think it's for this team. I think it's for potential future teams that they may or may not do down the road, but it gives them options down the road, I think.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Black Knight. This is probably the jewel of this update. Yeah, this is the guy. He's going to be useful in Arena. Oh. Many multiple game modes. I think this is going to be the winner of this patch. Any disagreement on that?
No. This guy is a beast. We're not getting rid of Black Knight for ages. This guy is going to be meta for 5 years.
All right. Now, the devs, when we talked about them, I didn't get any impression this would be a legendary or take dark promo credits, but there's a lot of speculation in the community. Is this going to be a legendary? Is this character going to take dark promo credits? From the conversation we had with devs, I know they didn't say it specifically, but did you get that impression from them that this would be a legendary at least, or a unique character that takes those dark promo credits?
They have stated that extremely meta characters will take dark promo credits. This is an extremely meta character, so I get that assumption. However, explain Big Time Spider-Man to me then.
He's useful in Arena, so...
But not really.
Like, certain teams, certain defenses.
I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to it. The only reason why I would suspect he would be dark promo credits is because we haven't had a character that uses them in a while, and we know that like Red Goblin is dark promo credits, so he might as well be. Plus, they did the thing where they raised the cap recently, and like, why did you raise the cap unless you're bringing us more dark promo credits?
Well, they didn't need. I mean, the cap. If you got a thing from Milestone or you bought it, you just go over the cap. The only thing that you would make go over the cap or not that you didn't want to do is open extra Red Star orbs. And all you do is don't open your Red Star orbs until you will allow the cap. The cap, they let you get that from Milestones or stuff. So the cap didn't mean too much. Let's talk about the unique for Black Knight. It was not revealed until this came out yesterday on MSF or MarvelStrikeForce.com is unique. Arcane Magic. So... Why do you think it was held off for so long? This would be an easy win, I think, for them if they announced this earlier. So why so long before they announced this?
I don't think they make these decisions until the last minute. Then that goes for everything that they do.
I think that is exactly why we don't know about this arcane magic and everything right now. I think it was made at the last minute.
I don't even mean that as an insult. Like, look, I know some of these guys watch our videos now and claim they're fans and whatnot, so I didn't mean that against anybody. I just mean that they're a just-in-time shop, and that's a programming design principle where they don't do things till right before they're done as a matter of efficiency. So,
yes. So, I would agree with that. I just think they have a lot of other things going on. I mean, there's so much that happened this week. New Cosmic Crucible, new war, new update, new teams. And just to let you know, these are the characters that right now take arcane magic. So not a lot of characters that you really need to bring up. Maybe Kid Loki for the raids, but Agatha, Darkhold's fallen off. Infinity Watch still has some value, but fallen off hard from where they used to be. So, yeah. But back to the reworks for these characters. The two reworks that we got, Captain America, Captain Carter. What do you think of them adding more value to these teams, giving them a more life after their initial use? Because Rebirth was supposed to be a raid team, and it became a war defense team. Now these two characters, Captain America, Captain Carter, will be a war offense team. So they're going to have a long lifespan in this game. So what do you think of them adding value? Do you think that's a good thing for the game? You think they should just do new characters and not have us keep investing resources in them? Or do you like that we've already invested resources and now we can get even more value from that?
I think it's good timing for it since we all just invested resources in them. So we have them. The problem is, I think it's really locked to war. I think outside of war, these are the two characters that are going to drop off and you're going to want to put two other characters on instead of them. So I don't know how valuable they're going to be outside of war. Probably not at all.
Do you think that any of these other characters can be value outside of war except for Black Knight? Because Cosmic Ghost Rider looks like it does a lot of good stuff in war. He star brand a lot of good stuff in the team, and these guys pretty much just got their rebirth bonuses from the raids extended to out of time in war. So do you think any of these members are going to be valuable? I guess the only other Vigimo they would be valuable for is Cosmic Crucible. Yes. So do you think they have value in Cosmic Crucible offense or defense?
I think the new three have value in Cosmic Crucible when you add other characters. And what you're looking to do is add more armor to Black Knight or buffs to Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Okay. So any characters that have more armor or buffs will help both of these, give them more synergy.
Yeah, and you can't get rid of Starbrand because he gives them more damage. So he's coming along.
Yeah, that 30% damage is, and a drain. He gives them the drain as well. So yeah, I think you got to keep him along. He's got to keep him on the team.
I would. He does. He's not doing anything too functional outside of that, but he's doing that. He's got to come with them. Captain America and Peggy, they're not really doing anything outside of war.
Yeah. And as exciting as the Out of Time and Cabal teams look, the first character coming this patch, coming today, in fact, as of us recording this, Red Goblin. This character was supposed to be the key to the Hive Mind team, although right now in the Hive Mind, I'm using the four-piece Hive Mind and Super Scroll, one-shotting the first node, simming the first and second node, and then one-shotting the boss node. What is your experience with Hive Mind, and where is Red Goblin going to be needed, in your opinion?
Yeah, same experience, and he's needed nowhere.
All right, where will he be needed? Because obviously, not everybody has Super Scroll, so for people that don't have Super Scroll, I think he's a better option than Agent Venom. What about outside of the raids? Is this Hive Mind team going to be used as a full team outside of the raids, and is he on the team?
Well, in Cosmic Crucible, we have the new Hive Mind team getting some nice buffs this season of Cosmic Crucible, so I think that there is some viability there. However, the best character on this team is Void Knight. Void Knight is the one that does the most stuff in Cosmic Crucible. Red Goblin is cool, but he's just really too slow.
Did that surprise you that Void Knight is the main character on this team? Because I specifically remember that question being asked in a dev interview. That is Void Knight going to be like the Nightcrawler of this team? They said, no, Red Goblin is going to be the plug-and-play character. Obviously, that we see all their kits. That's not the case. You think at one time Red Goblin was planned to be the plug-and-play character, or they made some miscalculations on how effective he would be?
I'm going to go back to that statement about them not knowing anything until the moment it happens.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
One time it probably looked that way, and then they're balancing and they're just adding more stuff to Void Knight, and oops, now Void Knight's amazing.
Yeah, that Void Knight, man. I'm using Arena, using Crucible, using Raids, all over the place.
I will give us some credit, though. In the Envoy program, we pushed to make Red Goblin better, and now you have a better version of Red Goblin because of it, but he still sucks.
All right. Are you going to buy his offer tonight for that Nova costume, though? Because that is the final piece of Nova costume. I know the Diamond for Carnage did give you some in-game value. The Nova costume is just cosmetic. So is this a purchase for you or a skip? Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't buy Void Knight. I did buy Gwenom because I don't buy characters over $20. And Gwenom is like $25.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I just want.
He's going to be a 50. He's going to be a 50, I think.
I don't want to. Yeah, I will never give them $50. I've given them $50 for a character twice. I did it for Ghost Rider and I did it for Red Skull, and it wasn't that much fun. It never feels good to take $50, drop it on this game, have a new character that sucks because he only has so many stars, and then I still don't really get to use him. At least Gwenom, I got to use right away.
I think I'm gonna get leader whether his kit sucks or not. I think I have to. So, all right. But moving on from Red Goblin onto Green Goblin, his trials, they were extended, and a lot of people were like, why did it get extended? I want the rewards right now. Well, there was a bug when the update dropped. A lot of people weren't able to complete their trials. The issue did get resolved because people weren't able to participate in the event and claim the rewards, but it got extended for 2 days. Do you think this was the right move, Mr. Hargrave?
Yeah, absolutely. It was broken, so they had to do something to fix it. Now they should comp everybody.
for the interest and not getting the rewards right away.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I'll take any free resources. Let me ask you what you did though. How much did you push on it? I did a 1.1 million run. I'd intended to go back and finish these. I just couldn't though. I looked at these rewards. If I get the ranking rewards, I'll complete the Green Goblin. I got a lot of this stuff. I got a lot of the gear 18 pieces and the rest. So what did you do with this? Did you go all the way? Did you go some of the way? Just get your 7-star? Did you do nothing? Because you already did. You got your 7-star before.
I went ahead and got all the rewards. It doesn't take long at all. It's like difficulty 8 and you don't even have to apply all the scourges. Like leave off the war scourge and you can zip through it pretty fast.
Yeah, I'm that's what my plan was, but I don't know. We'll see after this is recorded if I end up. I got two hours from us recording this to keep doing this.
It's easier now because we have some new teams to bring in there. It's actually kind of fun.
Yeah. I think I will go back. Hopefully I get this video edited so I can go back and finish these. But as of right now, I've not finished them. We have a new season of Cosmic Crucible starting. Actually, officially is starting in just a little bit. Now you're going to be able to do your attacks next week, but officially it starts tomorrow officially. So yeah, get your defenses set. Now, the good thing about this, there is going to be a drop between season 5 and 6, but because this is going to be a shortened season 6 and a shortened season 7, there's going to be no drop between season 6 and season 7. What do you think about the drops? Because I didn't like it at first. I thought it was horrible. And when you look at the weekly rewards, it's not great, right? When you look at these weekly rewards, you want to get as high as possible, get to the master so you could get the diamonds. But when you're looking at the season ranks, because this is based on your win and losses, if you're the lower you are, the more you're probably going to be able to win. So the drops do help the season. It doesn't help the weekly ranks. Where are you on this? Do you think the drop is necessary or do you think that it's horrible? Because I was thinking it's horrible before, but now I'm not so sure.
I didn't actually notice that. So you get a better season rank the more you
win. No. You get a better season rank by winning, right? And if you're at a lower rank, you're more likely to win. Because if all of us stayed at the top, we would all be in Grandmasters. We didn't get that rank drop, right? So eventually we would all be there. Be very hard to win and climb up in the season unless you're actually winning in Grandmasters. So that drop helps us climb in the season rewards, but doesn't it screws us for the weekly rewards.
Oh, forget the weekly rewards, guys. You want those season rewards. You want this drop. I'm actually now a little angry that they're not going to drop me because I've never been to Masters.
I wanted to drop this one as well. Like, no, drop me two levels. Don't just drop me one level. Drop me like two or three levels this time because... I'm wanting the drop now.
Diamond one is OP. Like, just stay in diamond one is like the sweet spot. You're getting the diamonds every week and you're going to get great. And if you're good, you're going to get great season rewards. It's like the best of both worlds.
And you don't have to fight level 100 players in the first week. It's awesome. I hope they drop us more. I hope they drop us more. Yeah, drop
me. I don't think I've ever fought a level 100 player, and I never want to. Like, I just want to punch down on people who suck at this game until the end of the game.
All right, I somewhat agree with. Sometimes I do agree with that. I just want to smash
everything. I just want to dunk on noobs.
Sometimes I want to challenge. Sometimes I just want to smash everything. All right, let's talk about these new war rules. These guys though.
Match me in Cosmic Crucible and go, damn it, it's Mr. Hargrave again.
Ooh. I don't know if I want that reputation in Cosmic Crucible. I don't want people targeting me, you know. Maybe I'll just change my name.
Time.
All right. Symbiotes, you mentioned them getting some added bonus, the Hive Mind in Cosmic Crucible. I think they will be very good this season in Cosmic Crucible because of that. Superior 6 also retaining a lot of their value in Cosmic Crucible. What do you think of these new global rules and any interesting rooms you see here from the new Cosmic Crucible rooms?
Yeah, nobody's going to be able to revive. As far as the rooms, I do have a video dropping today.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I didn't match you on the test server, but it's with Dorky Dad and Mobile Gamer. So it's one of those big kind of...
I don't think I did any Cosmic Crucible matches on the test server, so I know nothing about how these play.
I'll tell you which one's interesting. I'll tell you the room. Room, the new room number one, the new room that everything's going to hinge on. No, room number four.
Offense, defense. Okay, so what it says here, if you're listening to the podcast version, on offense and defense, all characters, anytime a character gains energy from an active ability, they gain one extra energy. When an enemy character dies, all characters gain one ability energy, and ultimates cost three more. This one is interesting. So this is not a lock for Dr. Doom. You definitely don't want to bring Dr. Doom in this one.
Crazy room. This, I think I was talking to Dorky about this, and we were kind of agreeing that this is like Super Scrolls room. Like, this is where you put in Super Scroll because he gets his turn. You just want him to get the energy. As soon as he explodes, you're going to win. But he's like, it's like a super weird room where nothing you think is going to work works, and things that you don't think are going to work will work. And it's just weird.
I think it's going to take a few weeks to get used to this. Ultimate's costing three more, and I know I'm still going to forget about that. Like, oh, what? Oh, this is that room.
Yeah, it messes you up. And any teams that have really good specials, and you're going to be looking at actually out of time. Out of time is a team where all the specials are like as good as the ultimates, if not better.
Oh, this is their room. Okay, when they become online, this is going to be their room. I am curious about this one. This looks like a Sinister Six or Superior Style Sinister Six from Stage 5. Tech characters, ultimately reviving characters. This could be a bad one as well if you bring the wrong teams.
Spider Slayer comes in like right at the right time to revive Green Goblin. Right? It's a very nasty room for Superior Six.
All right, so yeah, this is going to be challenging. I think it's going to be a few weeks till everybody figures out what are the teams to be using there. Now, in addition to Season 6 and Cosmic Crucible, next week, we're also getting new war rules. All right, so added to every... Yeah, we got a lot to discuss in this video. New war rules. All right, so global rules. 20% stats to defending new warrior allies if they're war ready. And if not exhausted, they're going to spawn with 2 safeguard, offense up, defense up, 10% turn meter. So the new wall, rebirth out, new warriors in. They continue to add more value to this team. New warriors was one of the best Cosmic Crucible teams. They're losing a little bit of value, but now they're gaining value on war defense. I traditionally don't like war defense teams, but I kind of like this. I don't have to think about this. I don't have to put any resources on it. Just place them on defense and let my opponents worry about this. What do you think of these new global rules and the added value that they're adding in multiple game modes now?
Yeah, I got no way to test this, so I don't know how this is going to be. And that looks really nasty. Safeguard, offense up, defense up, 10% turn meter. They can still be blinded. I believe that their accuracy only activates in Cosmic Crucible. Gwenpool gives them like an extra 100%
accuracy or whatever. So Tangled Web beats this then.
So yeah, you might still be able to get ahead of this with like Tangled Web and just shut it down really. That actually like that, like this season, Rebirth could shut down just by using Undying. You literally throw in the 3-piece Undying and hit auto and you Rebirth. Whereas everything else.
Yeah, no, 1.5 million punch up even. The Rebirth, the Undying still beats the Rebirth. So maybe the Undying is just going to be the key to the wall. As they move the new walls, Rebirth is going to, or the Undying is going to be key to that. Anything interesting about these rooms for you? I don't play War too much, so you know, we're pretty casual alliance. Anything interesting with these rules to you? I know you're a little more hardcore to War than I am.
Yeah, nothing's really changed here. It's all pretty much the same. Like, you don't really have to change the way you have your rooms laid out. The values are the same. It's still cargo bay is the most valuable, followed by armory. Med bay is still useless. They nerfed med bay 2 seasons ago, and it's not coming back. It's just, I tell my alliance to ignore med bay. A lot of them have like muscle memory and they remember med bay being like the most important room. I'm like, no. It sucks now. It's like useless. It does nothing.
Okay. Gotcha. So,
like, how much are you afraid by 2 regeneration? Like, are you scared by that?
No, I'm just gonna kill him before they had 0 regeneration. That's my thought process on it.
Any valid war attack is gonna be over in 1 turn, maybe 2 turns, and most of your teams can flip that regeneration to bleed anyways. Like, it's almost a liability. Like, let them have it.
I agree. All right, so this will be fun. Let me know what your thoughts on these new rules are as we move ahead to the event that ended earlier this week for Void Knight. Initially, this event, I didn't like it. It was very complicated. You have to do some ISO 8 farming, and you get some shards for the fragments. You do some blitzing, you get some shards for the fragment. All the while, you're doing blitzing in the background for the daily web milestones. And I thought it was a little too complicated. The rewards were awesome, though. The rewards on a lot of these blitz events are very, very good. Now that it's over, I kind of like that. You know, we weren't doing the same thing for a whole week. We did a little bit of farming. We did a little bit of blitzing. I wish it would have been communicated better. I know they communicated the whole thing in the blog post and with one inbox message. I wish they would have communicated as it changed a little bit better. So now you're changing to this. Now you're changing to that. Other than that, I did like the event looking back on it. What do you think is the event looking back on it? And did you get a lot of shards for Void Knight through the event?
All right, so here's the thing. I think the idea behind this was good. It's definitely better than 7 days of solid nonstop blitzing. I'll take anything over
that. I initially disagreed with that, and now I definitely agree with that.
Absolutely fine to not make me blitz for 7 days. I almost got 5 stars on them. It's always good. That's free to play. The thing is this game in general, polish. And an event like this could have just used a little bit of polish. When we are supposed to spend Isotope 8 energy, we could have little like symbiote tentacles come around the Isotope 8 campaign and kind of signify, hey, there's something Void Knight-y going on here. And when it's the Blitz, the same thing could happen. Just some in-game indicators of what you're supposed to do on a daily basis to get the things that you want, right? And not even an in-game message. Like, I don't know why in-game messaging is so difficult for them to figure out, but like, hey guys, today spend Isotope 8 energy for Void Knight. Carry on, commanders.
I don't know why we didn't get an inbox message. I would think that's a low hanging fruit. Your suggestion is even better. You know, make it specific to the event. I'm just looking for the easy solution for them. Send out an inbox message if you're not going to do the cool stuff. But yeah, I did like this in looking back on it. Let's talk about the event going on right now, because in some ways it's a little better, some ways it's a little worse. I know the shards that people are getting for Gwenim is frustrating, but this one is a little different. We've had similar events like this based kind of on getting these fragments in arena. This one is a lot based on war. Rewards, again, seem pretty good if you're willing to grind, but the orb people are not as happy with this. What are your thoughts on this event?
I guess it's better. It's worse because I usually place top 10 in my arena. So for me, I feel like I'm getting less. However, it'll probably end up being the same. Good news is, I believe this is better for most players because most players are not top 10. So I'm ultimately a fan of this design because I am not all about myself, contrary to popular belief. I actually care about the players of this game. And I think that everyone should have more rewards. They should be more on the level of me. You shouldn't have to play this game like a hardcore video game addict to, you know, get your character at 4 stars or whatever. Moderate engagement should be fine. And that's what you can do here. And you should get 4 stars.
Now, the other thing about this, to get that moderate engagement, to get those war rewards, you got to spend a lot on incursion campaign energy. Is this a problem for you? Because spending cores on campaign energy, other than a few farmable characters, I'm not sure where to use that. ISO 8 energy, I'm trying to get these crystals for ISO 8. For incursion, I'm refreshing that for dark promos. So each of these energy systems, I refresh that for a different thing. I don't think it's that bad. I don't need the 7 stars on characters, but I do want the dark promos. So I don't mind spending on different types of energy. Is there a difference for you on what energy you need to spend on for an event? Or are you like me and just there's something you need from each particular energy source?
Yeah, I guess I'm typically fine with it. I've actually been waiting to spend my incursion energy today because we have a new incursion campaign coming today.
Yes, yes. Oh, that is a nice, nice segue. That's the word I'm looking for. Yes, the new incursion campaigns. Chapter 7 and 8 are coming out. 7 is going to feature mutant or tech characters for 6 red stars. Chapter 8, mutants at 7 red stars for the first 5 missions. Any character 7 red stars for the final 7 missions. And the rewards, 7 red stars for Pegasus characters, 7 red stars for new Avengers characters, Secret Defenders, and Superior 6 characters. Now, traditionally with these incursion campaigns, they've had a farmable character. Do you think that when this is released, we're going to get some Superior 6 characters farmable? We've had new Avengers farmable, Secret Defenders are farmable, Superior 6 is not. Do you think they're going to be farmable in these incursion nodes?
Yeah, I'm hoping at least a couple of them are on there. I don't know why they didn't announce it when they announced all this other stuff. It's a little suspicious that they didn't, but it's become kind of, that's what I expect. I don't know if I'm going to be disappointed or not.
I'm hoping for it as well. Maybe they set up our expectations falsely. Maybe because it's not said anything here about farmable characters, and I know they have mentioned that before. So I'll be pleasantly surprised if they do include it.
They might move them in later, unfortunately, because
they've also done that as well, right?
Yeah, they kind of launch them without anything, and then they add them in later. I was hoping that it would just kind of be the case going forward, but they might launch with nobody in there.
Well, the first couple, they have unique characters, right? They had the Deathpool, they have Vial. Maybe they're out of the unique characters. They can't do anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to tell you, it's not a good place for characters to go. It really sucks for new players for characters to go in there. Definitely,
yeah. They're very late game.
I guess it's good for me if they're farmable because now I can farm them. But for most players, them being farmable at the end of an incursion.
You know what? That is a good point. Maybe don't put them, maybe their farmable nodes in the incursion just for the newer mid game players that don't have access to them, and just leave it for the red stars and the dark promos.
I'm fine with it. Yeah, like if I'm fine with it being zombie Iron Man. Like zombie Iron Man isn't gonna. A real
character. Zombie Juggernaut goes in there this coming Halloween. After yes.
I mean,
I thought that's what they were going. As soon as they put Zombie Juggernaut or Zombie Iron Man there, I thought, this is where Zombie Juggernaut's going.
Yeah, well, I wish they would just do that now. It's already been long enough.
It's not Halloween yet, Mr. Hardcore.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
This is ridiculous.
All right, let's move on. Some sad news for the community. Cerebro is leaving, but hopefully on to bigger and better things. Now, I know he's had a different relationship with the community in the past. I know he said some stuff that has angered the community, but he's also done a lot of good for this community, brought them together, did a lot behind the scenes. And Archangel actually exposed that to me because I'm like, Cerebro, how come he's talking like that in Envoy server into the public? But wait, he did all this stuff that he didn't ever make public. He's doing all this stuff behind the scenes for the players. How come he's not saying any of that stuff and making any of that public? And like, I don't know. That's just how he is. So yeah, Cerebro, this is a major loss for the community. He did a lot behind the scenes, more than he did publicly. And I hope he's onto bigger, better projects and are more fun for him. What did you think of this? I saw you leaving some not that nice messages when I turned into your stream a couple days ago. I think you have a little more information. Has that impression changed, or you still feel the same way about Cerebro?
All right, now that you've exposed me, I have to clarify, okay? All I was saying is, and we talked before we filmed, it was very bad. Because like very few people made videos on this. I heard that you made one, so that's good. I'm glad somebody.
Cerebro's been overall positive in my opinion. I think he deserves a shout out.
This was a very bad week to make an announcement like this because we are jam packed with Marvel Strike Force news and new character announcements, and this really got lost. Okay, now I want to say something nice because I've said a lot of not nice things. Something nice. The 1 hour blitz cooldown thing that everybody likes that I worked on for multiple years and we finally got pushed through. Cerebro was a big part of getting that done. Maybe the biggest part of getting that done. So let's give him credit for that as well. But also mostly me.
That's just one example. There's a lot that I can't even think of off the top of my head. That he helped orchestrate and was a big win for the community, and he never mentioned it. He never tooted his own horn. He never mentioned any of all the stuff that he did. So I gotta give him shout outs here because he's not shouting himself out.
Until Archangel was hired, basically every single thing good that ever happened in Marvel Strike Force had to be initiated by Cerebro because he's the guy. You know, whatever. He was facilitating everything the envoys were telling him, everything the community was telling him, and making sure that it happened. So there is that.
His old role now takes three people to do. That's how much he did in his old role. There's not three people doing what he used to do. That's how much he used to do. So Cerebro, thank you for everything you did, brother. It's been awesome. And I wish the community would have realized more of the things you did as you were doing them. Let's move on to the data mines about the events coming up for this Seeing Red. We have a few events here. And Mr. Harker, the first event that we have here starts on February 12th. Looking at the data mines about this now, a lot of times the scoring for these events have change from the data mines and how it's really going in. But what it says for this one looks like it's related to Carnage. 70 event, you're earning heart candy from campaign nodes, and you could also get some Carnage symbiote vials, Seeing Red Prague, which is the event, and web milestone ward credits. What are your thoughts on this event? Are you saving your campaign energy right now for this?
Yes. As soon as I saw this information, I started hoarding up my campaign energy and buying 200 cores worth of campaign energy a day to bring it over cap. I think about 2,000 now.
Are you going to wait till the charts next week or tomorrow to see what the actual rewards are? Because usually I wait for a little bit because some of these events spending campaign energy are more valuable than others. So I'm not sure if this is a big valuable one or one that's we could go a little less because the rewards aren't good as good. Other thing I did want to talk about these war credits. A lot of times we're not getting a lot of war credits, but I'm getting them from spending my alliance credits in the war store. I think I'm not going to do that until this event starts, and I would advise anyone to do the same as well. So again, what I'm talking about down here at the bottom, which are alliance credits that you're donating for every single day, you don't have to do with them. Well, save all this stuff. Don't spend any of it until this event goes live.
Yeah, that's a good call. And it's a web milestone, so it's probably going to be reasonable. Yeah. However, the web milestone we have right now for incursion campaign energy is unreasonable, so it's hard to say.
Unless you shift all the cores that you normally spend for normal campaign energy, ISO 8 energy, use it for the incursion and just hopefully get a few more dark promo credits with that. So February 19th to the 26th, we have an event called Paint a Town Red. According to these data mines, and I don't think it's right because this web milestone also is spending war credits. Normally, they don't do it back to back. So one of them is probably going to be switched. But this one says to get progress for this, spend power cores, open these orbs. You're going to earn them from the web milestones and from offers. The orb is going to contain superior 6 character shards, dark diamond credits, and dark promo credits. Is this one that you would potentially push for?
I have no idea what that is. I can't imagine that it's just spending power cores. We've had very few events that are just like, here, spend power cores. We don't care.
Yeah, that a lot of these data mines are accurate, but these events, how these events are organized, they seem to change a lot. So I don't think this is going to be right. I don't think this is going to be right. But this is probably how the event is structured. Probably doing some different things, but the structure of it is probably going to be similar to this. And down here, it is the reveal of Black Knight. This was, as you mentioned, what was revealed for Black Knight. We don't have any information on the Red Letter Day, but we do have information on these Quick Rumble Blitzes, Cat Words, Hidden Retribution, Radiated Psychology, Cat Warriors. Looks like the featured trait is going to be War Dogs. The featured trait for Hidden Retribution, which is going to start on February 23rd, Secret Avengers, Radiant Psychology, which is starting on March 1st, Gamma. And then we look like we have some more for the next Quick Rumbles. Young Avengers is the after school program after that. And that is it for the data mines, Mr. Hargrave. Any final thoughts on update 7.7? Anything that we've already know or anything that is coming up?
Yeah, I mean, Black Knight. Brace yourself for Black Knight. He's going to be a huge meta shift in this game, and it's going to last for a very long time. I think he's going to actually be the pre-taunt tank that we have been waiting for. We thought it was happening with Red Guardian. We thought it was happening with Absorbing Man. They really didn't do very much. Black Knight's going to do stuff.
All right. I hope he is. I hope he's not too bad when we face him on defense because as exciting as I am to get my own Black Knight, I'm not looking forward to facing other Black Knights. They look like they're going to be very, very challenging. But let me know what your favorite part of Update 7.7 is, Valley Club. Hopefully this video did provide you some value. If it did, leave it a like. It is free for you. Helps out the channel. And make sure you check out Mr. Hargrave. His links are down below. If you want to check out gameplay of all these new characters, Red Goblin, Black Knight, Star Brand, and Cosmic Ghost Rider, make sure you check out the video up there. And I'll see you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day. Hulk fist bump. Mr. Hargrave, Valley Flying out.